Hi, I'm Alex Pentland, faculty at both Stanford and MIT, and I'm known for co-founding the field of computational social science and spinning off companies that touch virtually every person in the world. And I'm here to introduce you to my new book, Shared Wisdom, which describes how cultures can evolve to successfully meet challenges such as global warming or AI. In this book bite, I'm going to share with you five key insights from the book. Insight number one is making progress. How individuals search for better ways of living produces improvements for everybody. Examples are how the presence of a single role model of a successful person in a neighborhood helps all the children in the neighborhood to grow up more healthy, or how a neighborhood's connections to the surrounding city are often the main determinant of their economic growth. Insight number two is growing wisdom, how the pattern of story sharing within a community coalesces into a community-wide worldview and determines the ability of the community to take successful collective action. Examples are how to successfully deal with crime or to rebuild after a disaster. Insight number three is consensus from conflict. Today, we have polarization and hate poisoning our ability to talk to others. In large experiments across the entire U.S., we've shown that there are surprisingly simple ways to reverse this process. And the key is minimizing the voice of influencers, politicians, and other power seekers so that you can hear the voices of everyone else. Insight number four is creating prosperity. We can build a prosperous society by evolving our culture and using our technologies to promote the growth and sharing of our community's wisdom. In cities, for instance, that means giving government control back to communities while also designing public facilities to encourage mixing between communities with different worldviews. Insight number five is thriving in the face of adversity. Since the Ice Age, humans have survived sea level rises of 400 feet, many degrees of global warming, and pandemics that killed half of everyone. We did this by having communities sharing their wisdom, that is, by having many autonomous communities, each with very different cultures, and by each community being willing to copy the successes of others. Finally, I'm excited to see the reaction to this book, because I think it's an opportunity to rise above our day-to-day battles and build a successful future. Thanks for listening and for reading.